We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, but we're starting on the middle of Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the two dots. We had in our Mishnah that Beis Hillel told Beis Shammai that why are you saying that if he finds out the Lashon of Ned is no good, that the Behemah goes to Chulin, Lachar, don't you hold Hekesh Tarez HaVehekdesh? So he answered back, Beis Shammai answered back, what do you mean? What do you mean? I'll show you Hekesh Tarez is Hekesh. From the case of Maisa Behemah, if someone says the Maisa Behemah, on the ninth one he calls it the tenth, and on the tenth he calls the ninth, and the 11th one he calls 10th, the luck is that's Maisa Behemah. So you see, Hekesh Tarez HaVehekdesh. What do you want from me? I'm telling you, it's first that Hekesh Tarez HaVehekdesh. So Basila answered back, no, there is Xeris Akasa, because you find that the eighth one or the 12th one will not be Kaddish if you call it Asiri, if you call that the 10th. Teretz is Xeris Akasa, only the ones that are around the 10th become Kaddish. So therefore, don't tell me that that's a Raya Hekesh Tarez HaVehekdesh. That's the conversation in our Mishnah. So Itmar. Maisa Behemah, that we said, that if you call the ninth one 10, or you say on 11th one that it's 10, the halach is that it's Maisa Behemah. Has the din of Maisa Behemah, you bring it for a carbon. So Rav Nachman Omar, Ta'usoy v'loy kavanosoy. If you do bekavano, and you call the ninth one 10, that doesn't count. The Xeris Akashav is dafka if you make a mistake and call number 9 10. But if you call number 9 10 on purpose, the halach is it's not Maisa Behemah. It's only if it's a mistake. Rav Chista, Rav Ravun Amri, Ta'usoy, V'kolshek V'nasoy, a mistake, and of course if you're Mechavin. Not only if it's a mistake, even if you're Mechavin, same thing. Either Mishnah says, Misha Ta'a, V'kara Tashia Siri, it says if you made a mistake and called 9th 1-10, so Ta'usoy explains, because Fidus Mandiyama, that's just a Rabusa, it's a Chiddush. It's an extra Kamash Malan, that even if it's a mistake, still it's Kaddish. But of course, if you do it, Bekavana, it's Kaddish. So that's Mechlekes Amaroyim over here. Omale Rava Rav Nachman, so Rava Tanis to Rav Nachman, you will hold Ta'usoy, V'loy Kavanosoy, you hold the Dafka if it's a mistake, not on purpose, L'idach Da'am is Ta'usoy, V'loy Kavanosoy, the Ka'amri, Beis Shamil Beis Hillel, Beis Shamil Tanis Beis Hillel, that I have a Raya, the Hekdesh Toys have a Hekdesh. Where's my Raya? Because the Atamoydim, Shilu Karol, the Shia Asiri, Asiri, the Shia, like Achraz Asiri, Shloshom Mekudoshim. Beis Shammai Tain, Avaraya, the Hekdesh, the Tayyus is Hekdesh, because you see, by Mais Behemah, all three are Mekudesh. Veshtiku Beis Shammai, was quiet. Leimu Lahoin, let Beis Shammai say, from Meneu Bey, from your halacha that you're bringing, it's clear that it's not as in Hekdesh Tayyus. Why? Because Mala Maisa, Shkin in Kodesh Bekavana. Why aren't you bringing a Raya? Beis Shammai just answers back, the thing you're saying yourself is a Raya that's no Hekdesh Tayyus. Why? Because it's only by mistake. And not when you do it on purpose. So Vais Toys has nothing to do with Hektish Batayas have Hektish. It's nothing to do with your power. It must be Xeris Akasav. Haraya, because if you do it on purpose, it doesn't work. It's only by mistake. So obviously, it's nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you, your Kayach. It has to do Xeris Akasav. But he still should have said back, if we hold that a Toys works and not a Kavana, so we still should have tied it back to Beis Shammai from the halacha itself that you're bringing me is Mukach from in the din itself that's Xeris Akasav. Because Haraya can't do it with Kavana. The reason why Beis Hillel didn't tiny that back, because Beis Shammai would have said it's a kavachaymu. Ma ma'aser she'ena kadosh bekavana, kadosh betayos. Madach ma'aser it doesn't work bekavana, still works betayos. Hektish that has a bigger koyach. She kadosh bekavana lekol shekain. That would have been Beis Shammai's tiny. That's really the raya. El Maisa, what's Beis Hillel's tiny back? Veloi, the Hekdesh Bedayit the Maritoli. And Beis Hillel's tiny back is that, no, it's Maisa, it's still not a Kavachayim. Why? Because by Hekdesh is Toli in the Das of the owner, because it says Ishki Yakdesh is Beisai. So there's a din that it has to be Dafik of the Kavana, not Betoyus. Masha Inkain, Maisa Behema is Xeris Akasav. So it's not a riot. So either way, that's Beis Hillel's tiny back. That's not a riot, because you're fine that the 8th or 12th is not Kaddish. But the question was, why don't you bring a Raya Mnei Ubei? So that, Rav Shimi is saying, that there wouldn't be a Raya Mnei Ubei. Why not? Because Mnei Ubei, you could say, that you could have tied this Kavachomer, and Echanami, on the tied that Beis Shammai said, you could have said Mnei Ubei. You're right, you could have said Mnei Ubei. But they would have said back Kavachomer, and on that you have the tied of our Mishnah, and they might say, picked out one of the two things. Either Beis Hillel picked out one of the two answers to the question, and he said he proved from 8 to 12 that it's Xeris Akasav. But Echanami, he could have really said that on the tiny you're tining, I have a tiny back. But the Maisa, either way, he said that the Maisa, this Kavachem is not good either, because Beis Hillel could say that the Maisa, Hektish is different than Maisa. Maisa is Xeris Akasav from the Rav Yubez Ushmini. So basically, it's not a taina that Mandi Amma bring a raya, because Beis Hillel Maaseh has a good answer back. He refutes the Taina very well, and he refutes, even if it was a Kal V'Chaim, he refutes it by showing that Zechzer is a Kosev. And in Chanami, you'll feel what the Taina of Beis Shammai was, that he said that you see the Hekdash Toys have a Hekdash from Maaseh Behemah. You could answer back that there clearly it's not talking about Hekdash Toys because even a Kavana does not work. But Lamaisa, Beis Hillel said this Taina, which even takes care of the Kal V'Chaim. Zokta Nu Mishnah. Mi Shinoda Renazer. Someone who made a Naziris, he made a Neder, he's going to be a Nazir. V'halach lehevi his behemtoi, and he went to pick up his behemah to bring the Kabbanus. U'matzah shenignava, he found that it was stolen. So now he says, what do you mean? I don't have any money for another behemah. I never would have been Neder if I knew that my behemah would have been stolen. So he wants to know if he has a Pesach. He goes to the Chacham and says, you know what? I want my Nazir to be null and void. I don't want to be in the Kabbanus. I want to have a Heder to my Naziris. Why? Because my behemoth was stolen, I don't have money for it. And I never would have made the neder if not. He's asking for a Pesach. That's called a Pesach. He goes to the Chacham. The Chacham says that, oh, you never would have made the neder? Okay, so it's bottle. So that's what he said. So the Mishnah says it depends. Im actually nignava behemtoi nazar. If we made the nezer, the naziris, the behemoth was stolen in his possession, then I raise a nazar. He is a nazar. I now was stolen, and now he tells the Chacham, if we didn't know it would be stolen, I would never have made a neder. That's called noilad. Noilad means something that b'shas the neder, you would have told him, you know what, why are you making a naziris? You think it might get stolen. So he says, nah, it's not going to get stolen. That's what he would say. Because something that's not expected is called noilad, and he can't use it at Pesach, because we assume that b'shas, when he made the neder, he would have made it anyway, even if someone would have told him, warned him, that it might get stolen. That's what noilad means. So here,
warned that it was going to get stolen, he wouldn't make it.
What?
If you knew for sure.
Right, someone said for sure, but no one's a Navi. But if we would have told him, you know, it might get stolen. So he would have said, no, I'm making the nether anyway. Why? Because Lamaisa, I don't expect that. That's called Naila. That's why you don't pay some Naila. Because if he would have known this, if he would have thought of this idea, B'shas Nedi, he would have made it anyway. Therefore, you don't say a Pesach for that. So Im Achaloi Nigdva Behemta Rinozar, if B'shas we made the Naziris, his behemoth was stolen in his possession, Harez Nozar, because it's a Naila. But if the Im, Mishanignava Behemtoi Nazar, if unbeknownst to him, it was stolen already while he made the Naziris, then Ein Nazir, because if he would have known that fact, B'shas Maisa, that it was stolen already, he would never have made a Naziris, never made a Neder. And there's Pasha, you would have told him, by the way, you think it was stolen, he would never have made a Neder. So that's Pasha, that's why, that's a good pass, that's not Noila. That was in the world, that was around already, that happened already, B'shas made the Naziris. So therefore, it's not called Noila. So our mission is basically saying is that you can't use Noilad as a Pesach. V'zu toyes toam Nochem Amadi, and this mistake, by Nochem Amadi made a mistake, and he held that you could be Pesachim v'Noilad. What was the story? Because she'olu Nazirim in Agoyla, a bunch of Nazirim came up from Chutz La'aretz, u'motzu beis ha'mikdash, charav, and they came to bring their Kabbalas, and they find there's no beis ha'mikdash. Omer lehem Nochem Amadi, Ilu is he wanted to see if he could make a Pesach for them. He said, Ilu Yisim Yoidim, Shabbos Mikdash Charav, Yisim Nazirim. If you would have known that the Mesim Mikdash would be Charav, the loss of some gear says, Oshid Li Charav, would you become an Azir? I'm like, Loi, no. But Tirim Nacham Amadi. And Nacham Amadi said, it's a good hatter. He's matted with a Pesach. Shabbat, Adavah, it's a Cham. And the Cham heard about this. Amru, they said to Nacham Amadi, Kol Shin Nazir. Well, they told the people, Kol Shenazir Acheloi Charav Beis HaMikdash Nazir. If you made a Nazir before Beis HaMikdash Charav, then it's a Nazir, because then it's a Noilad. You didn't expect Beis HaMikdash to be Charav. U'mashacharav Beis HaMikdash ain't a Nazir. And once, but if you made a Naziris, and you didn't know, but by that time already, the Beis HaMikdash was already Charav, so then it was already destroyed, so then it's not a Naziris, because there's a good Pesach, that's a good Pesach, because if you would have known that fact, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but Shasu, you made the Naziris, you never would have made it, that is a good Pesach. Again, this idea of Ein Paischen B'Noilad. Nochem Amadi made the mistake. He was Paischen B'Seach B'Noilad. And we're saying that's not, you can't do that, you cannot be B'Seach B'Noilad. So to Gemara, Omar Rabba, the Tois actually speaks out if in this type of Tois, let's say, where he made the neder and the Beis HaMikdash was charav already, or he made the neder and his behemo was stolen already, does Beis Shammai agree also that it's null and void, or he holds dear, Hektish Tois have a Hektish? So sounds like from Tois, Beis Shammai agrees over here. And the Shaila is why, if you have to come on to a Sha'ila to a Chacham, so l'chayra, that's what we call a hektish tayis. We know as a fact, ain shayla behektish. You can't be shayla and hektish according to Beis Shammai. So someone a Taina, this is such a good Pesach, they don't even need a Chacham for that. Someone to learn like that, but Taisus is Mashma, you need a Chacham. Akapalam, that's a discussion, and Taisus is the Maskal Ve'im at the end of Taisus. The Taisus says that Basham is Maida, and then in the Achrayim, talk about the end of Taisus. Omar Rabba. So now it says in our Mishnah that you ain't Paischim Ve'noilad, and not only that, the Chacham told Nachum Amad, you made a mistake. So Omar, even though there was Rabbi Eliezer was alive at that time, no one said anything. No one said anything against the Chum. They said, yeah, Chum, you're right. That Nachum Amad is making a mistake. Omar Rabba, Shetfuah Rabbanon L'Rabbi Eliezer V'kumo Shetuzayu. He said, it must be that Rabbanon convinced Rabbi Eliezer not to hold any more Paischim V'Noilad. The Tanaim went to the mission of Mesechus Adarim, Paischim V'Noilad, the Rabbi Eliezer, V'chum Moisrim. We know Rabbi Eliezer holds Paischim V'Noilad. So what was the big deal here that the Chum said that he made a mistake and just Nachum Amad sounds like he was made a complete mistake? What do you mean? We have Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Eliezer was alive at that time. Tosfos brings a raya that Rabbi Eliezer was alive at that time. He says that Gemara Gittin says, Nichnas Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai went to visit the Kaiser, so it says there, Nichnas Rabbi Eliezer mitzad echod, Rabbi Shu mitzad acha, Lisa mitoshash Yechim and Zakkai. They made a trick. They brought out Yechim and Zakkai in a bed, made believe he was dead. So, and there you see, Rabbi was alive at Shas the Churban. So Rabbi was alive at this time. So, why didn't he say anything? So it must be that the Chachamim convinced Rabbi Eliezer to be Chayzer to their Shita. So that's what the Gemara says, that you see from here, that Rabbi Eliezer was moided to the Chachamim. V'amar Rava, Afagav the Amar Abana, Ein Paischim V'Noilad, even though we just said, and we passed like that, that Ein Paischim V'Noilad, but you could do a Pesach in a different oifen, and you could use Noilad in that way. How do you do that? I have a person with Tanai Noilad. You can use a Tanai Noilad. What do you do? Hey, Chidami. Omri Lahoin, you tell the fellow like this. Ilu also inish Omri Lahoin, the Chorav Beis HaMikdash. Mi Ava Nader Dirsun. If someone told you, if someone came up to you and told you that the Mizmiz was actually Chorav, let's say it told it to you. So then, you would have made Nader? He says, no. So if would have told you, if he tells you it's going to be Chorav, so then we said, that's called Noilad because he doesn't expect it. Or it's going to be stolen. Let's say someone told you, maybe it was stolen, or maybe it was Chorav. And he says, you know what, I wouldn't have made an Eder. If someone had told you that, would you have made an Eder? He says, no. So therefore, here, that's a good Pesach already. And like Taisus tells it too, and the Rosh, tells it too to Gemara and Adarim, it says that you tell the guy, if 10 people would have came to you and be Mephias you, you would have been an Eder? You would have made, you know, made it calmed you down. Would you have made an Eder? And he says, no, that's a good Pesach. Even though it never happened, but if I'm telling you, if that would have happened, would you have done it? He says, no, I would never have made another. That's a good Pesach. So here would be Mechadish, that even though you can't be Pesach, but Noilad, with the thing itself, the event itself that happens, it's a Noilad, you can't be Pesach with that, but you could be Pesach with Tanai Noilad and say, that make up a story, that if someone would have told you something, would you have made another? He says, no, that is a good Pesach, and that could be used. That's what Rava's Mechadish. Omer Rav Yesi. Aveis is a tain up here. So in this Gemara, there are two pshatim. The Rosh's pshat and Tosef's pshat. So first say the Rosh's pshat. Omer Rav Yosef, Yavoya Hasam, if I was there at that time in the discussion between Nachon Amadi and the Rabbanon, Yavoya Hasam, Avamin Elohain, I would have said, what do you mean? Why is Beis HaMikdash called Noilad? Haksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyo, Atiftechu Lechem Eldibri Hashek Leimar, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem Heima. And we darshan that what's the three times Heichel? Zem Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni, and the third Heichel is Mikdash Shlishi. So they knew it would be Chorav. So Zakhtar of Yosef, why is that called Noilad? It's something they expected. They knew it would be Chorav. So Gemara answers, no, it's still called Noilad. Why? And he did a Dinan Lahoin di Chorav, even though they knew it would be Chorav, me a Dinan Lahemazai. They didn't know exactly when. So therefore, it's still called Noilad, even though they knew it's going to happen, unfortunately, but they didn't know when, and that's still called Noilad. I can tell me, if you know it's going to happen, why is that called Noilad? Because Teretz is, you see the Koyach of Tshuva, they knew that the Koyach of Tshuva, and therefore, if you told a guy in the Mesech Bechar, nah, it's not going to happen, he's not going to do Tshuva, Hashem's the Erech HaPayim, it's not going to happen. That's what people would have said. Omar Abaya, what do you mean, they don't know when? Why didn't name us? But Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, this is a Pasuk in Daniel, it says, Shavuim Shivim Nechtach Lamecha, which means seven times 70 Nechtach Lamecha, which is 490 years. That means 70 years of Bavel and 420 years of second base of Mikdash. You'll be Charev. They knew exactly when it was happening. Shavuim Shivim Nechtach Lamecha, Val Irkot Shecha. That says in the Pasuk. So why is it called Noilad? And the Gemara, Vakati Miyadin Vehyam, we still don't know what day, so it's still called Noilad. That is the way the Rosh learns the Gemara. The Gemara of Yisrael Tani is not Noilad. We know it's Micharim. So the Gemara's answer, we don't know when. Says we do know when, we don't know what day. So therefore, it's still called Noilad. Tosfos learns the Gemara entirely differently. Rav Yosef says like this: "Oh, Rav Yosef, very awesome. I would have gave those nazirim musar, and I would have said, what in the world are you doing, making a nazir at this time of Klal Yisrael? Aren't you worried about mixing with charav? Like, why are you making a nazir? And you might be stuck. You're not going to be able to bring a carbon. Like, what were you thinking, doing such a thing? I would have given them musar." That's what Rav Yosef says. So Mara says, "What do you mean? They know." They know that the Beis Hamikdash is Charev. Like, why are you telling them? They know when it's gonna happen. They don't know when it's gonna happen. The Gemara says the Gemara's discussion a little bit shrewd. What Gemara's tarot says, what's the issue of the Gemara? L'chayra, because even if they don't know, the time with this. Rav Yosef says to them that. So worried that maybe it's going to be destroyed. He's saying that you should have known that it's going to be destroyed. So on that, the Gemara's Teretz is a little bit hard to read, but the Gemara's Teretz is which means they didn't know when, so therefore they could make a nazir. That's the answer. So Mara says, what do you mean? They knew when, but they didn't know what day. So the only problem is, if you tell you shot, like, what's the excuse still? The Mara, you don't know when it's going to happen, so you should have been more careful. Al Kaponim, whatever. That's the way Tosfos learns. Rav Yosef is saying a taina, if you know it's a bichar, what are you doing making nazir? And the Mara says, but Mara, they didn't know when, so therefore, maybe it wasn't Shavik Taina. But the Rosh learns the discussion has to do with Paiskh Menelad or not Paiskh Menelad. That's what my Farash learns also.